Hello, everybody. This is DeBrant. Welcome to our pandemic legacy, the Daily Diaries here, March 2020. So today is Pi Day, 314. Happy Pi Day, everybody. It's good to know in kind of a world of topsy-turviness right now that the circumference of your circles divided by their diameter is a constant, specifically pi. So there you go. All right, trying something a little different here. I just thought, you know, with all this going on with this coronavirus thing and people being home, I just wanted to do something different with the podcast. And so I'm going to try these kind of daily-ish diaries, mostly focused on games and stuff like that, but not specifically. In fact, most of them I'm going to talk about non-gaming stuff first, and then move on to gaming stuff. And if I didn't play any games the day before and nothing seems irrelevant, I'm not going to do a diary because that you know, I'm not going to force it or whatever. And recap. So, yeah, so just kind of, you know, being at home now and kind of having a perspective on all that. So, you know, we've got our kids here like so many people and just trying to find various things for them to do and things to happen. So I know my school is closed. I'm a teacher. My daughter's school is now closed. They're going to do online learning. So we're supposed to pick up some packets on Monday and then get them working on the computer on Tuesday. So we'll see how all that goes in terms of all that. But other than that, today we got outside. We played a whole bunch outside and the kids were on the swing set. They were happy. They loved this game where we are lava monsters, and we chase them around and everything. And then we went to beautiful Macamuta State Park. Went out there over in East Haddam, Connecticut, right along the Salmon River, which is a tributary of the Connecticut River, and kind of flows right into the Connecticut River. Beautiful spot. Went out there with the kids, hiked a trail, ate some food, kind of like a picnic-esque. We were just kind of sitting on some rocks, and they waded in some water. So they got to go kind of swimming and not really, you know, fishing. The kids, I brought them, Brian's son and my younger daughter. They're both five. And so I brought them out there and they were kind of like fake fishing and whatnot in the water. So that's kind of been good. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess to reiterate, like kind of the point of this is to kind of like brighten everybody up. I thought, let's just kind of talk about some positive things and things we're doing. And maybe even for me to just kind of have a record of this time. Because who knows? We'll see where everything goes. But I try not to be afraid of the unknown. Here we go. Into the unknown. So we've been singing that song a whole bunch from Frozen 2. So let's see. Game-wise. So game-wise, actually, interesting because Brian and Larry came back from the Gamma Trade Show. I don't think we'll end up having an episode on that. Ran into a whole bunch of people. I honestly haven't gotten to go through the games and the product that they picked up there, and things are getting shipped in. It's kind of all over the place, but some things I'm excited to play from that was Brian had First Contact, The Crew. Larry's really excited about God Tier, which is like a minis game. He's been really into miniatures games lately, and I've been trying to play them, but I can't play nearly as many as he does, especially buying in. So, you know, I've been playing Legion and a few other things, but so I'll be interested to try that out. And whatnot. So, been kind of fun. Yesterday, I got to play a game of Terraforming Mars solo, and I played with Prelude, and Prelude is so good. It's just so great to start with all these things and make that initial choice. So, I definitely agree with the Prelude shuffled in all the time. It's actually the only expansion I've ever played with. I may have played with Hellas and Elysium. I think I played one of those maps one time. But Prelude's the only one I have. I'm going to kind of pick up them as I go along, but I've really been playing it solo. And I know people play on the app, but this is the way I went. So there's that kind of piece. So I got a chance to play that. And, you know, I got to be better about this. I'm realizing as I play stuff, I need to kind of like write down, like, since I'm being very specific, because they're not really reviews, like, what corporation was I? So I don't know the names of them, but the corporation I was from Prelude. And it was a corporation that starts with 37 money and gets an extra Prelude card, and all of their science tags cost -2. So I had an opening hand with a whole bunch of science, and I kind of went along that route and generated everything. Honestly, the new rules are 12 rounds, and you have to get to 63 terraforming rating, and it was kind of a joke. Like, I think I was there with probably 2 rounds to go, maybe 3 rounds to go, so it was very simple. I don't really care about the goal. Obviously, you can kind of top your best points and track what you had in terms of all that. But for me, the goal is really just to have fun. The game, the engine building is so much fun. So that's kind of what I was doing there game-wise. And then last night, we got a chance to play Domination. So this is actually my second play. And again, I'm not really taking any of these as review. If I go into review mode, that's kind of my typical thing. But I'd played Dominations once before with Larry and with Matt and Jen Bartlett. And I really enjoyed it, even though Larry smoked us. And so we got a chance to play last night. And that game took us like 2 hours with four people. It was maybe slightly over. It seemed a little slow, but I was like, we got this, no problem. And I really, really like the mechanisms in Dominations. It's like a Civ game. It's not an attack the other player's game. And I tried to find as many of the expansions as I could, although I was sad that some of the expansions almost eliminate elements of the game. Like, that's okay. I don't think it's a problem where they did anything wrong, but you get like an end game score, like go for these objectives, and one of the expansions is get rid of those and instead put common objectives that everybody's fighting over. It's great for interaction, totally understand it, but I prefer the other way, and so it kind of means that expansion isn't super necessary. But we did play with the Silk Road expansion and the Dynasties expansion, for those of you keeping score at home. So it was Brian, Kathy, and I. If I haven't said it prior, Kathy got me this cool thing for Valentine's Day. It's like a coupon book of various coupons of, I'll play Marvel Champions with you, I'll play a space game, she notoriously doesn't like space games, I'll participate in a day-long game day, and some other things like that. In fact, upcoming, before all this kind of pause in life, we were planning on having like a full day game day with just the two of us, some Gloomhaven and other things, but no big whoop. We actually got a chance to go away a couple weekends ago and played some stuff, which I do want to do an episode on Kathy with, because it was kind of like we went back and played stuff, and boy, was that fun to not move forward on games. All right, anyway, so Domination. So it's a Civ-type game, some really neat mechanisms with, there's a little bit of card drafting, and then you like play a tile to collect resources to build in a common map, and then you have like a tech tree. It's called your civilization tree, I believe, where you're playing all these mastery cards to get specific abilities. And it's really fun. You're picking through all these different ideas, and you're working with these resources and collecting all sorts of things. I really, really like the mechanisms. But unfortunately, the way it plays out is just not enjoyable. It's happened both times. I mean, there was a huge runaway leader. Brian doubled my points, and I almost doubled Kathy's points. It was tough. And it took us 2.5 hours with three people. Unfortunately, it just wasn't satisfying in the end. It just, I don't know that it actually ended up really being worth the play, and I really wish we had played the crew or something else. So I think I'm kind of setting Dominations to the side. I had seen some people say they really like it better with two. I know Jen said that she liked it better with two, and I can see that. Just the shorter time span, it really feels like it has a runaway leader problem. It just, like, there's these bonus cards you can get, and at the end of the game, it was like, Brian, Brian, Kathy, Brian, 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 and he got them all, and it just, I mean, kudos to him. He played great. He got all those points. I don't want to take that away from him. And very enjoyable, but it just felt like we didn't have a chance. And, I mean, it was less than halfway through the game, a third of the way through the game when we knew. And it's hard for me to keep playing. I know there's those splatter games that kind of do that. It's like, if you can't lose on the first turn, what's the point of the first turn? So I can see that element. And then the tech cards are all static. They never change. And so everything's always available. So it kind of reminds me of Orleans, where you just have all the tiles now. I think now you're supposed to actually shuffle the Orleans tiles and remove some, but if you just kind of know what the best strategy is and rates for it, or everything's available for everybody, you can just kind of go that route. I feel like the length is really tricky, you know, to go to that extent. We were talking about in terms of deck builders, and in a deck builder, the same thing can happen. Here's these 10 or 12 piles that are out for Dominion, and we play, and oh boy, my engine did not work as well as yours, but oh well, it's over in 45 minutes, and I had fun building my engine. But it's tough in 2.5 hours to kind of just sit there and, well, should I score the maximum points? What should I do? So, you know, I don't want to be a poor sport or a bad game or anything, take anything away from Brian, but that was a little tricky. So I'm not sure that the game will hold up for me in future plays, but there's that kind of thing. So originally I was going I'm outside, I left a couple moments because the birds were chirping like crazy. And I thought that was such a joyous thing to listen to. So, kind of been the idea. So yeah, we'll see going forward. I'm kind of headed to a birthday party tonight, not planning on bringing any games. So we'll be doing that. Our church service is canceled tomorrow, so we'll be home. Usually Kathy sings and I play bass guitar, so we will not be doing that. So we'll be around with the kids and see if we get some light gaming in. And then I'm planning a game night for tomorrow night. So hopefully I will fill you in on that as we go through here. And then hoping to kind of jump into some gaming, maybe at the Portal or otherwise. I think I'm going to try to pick up some hours at the Portal or just go and help out because I'm home indefinitely here for some weeks, and certainly want to keep everybody healthy, safe, and, you know, all the social distancing and that. But if I can get up to the store and do some things and work through that, it's kind of a goal. I also hope to maybe make some videos that could possibly go on YouTube. So we'll see if I get going on that now that I kind of have just been given the time. So I think that's kind of really the positive message that I want to have on day one here looking forward is, hey, you know, we are always asking for more time to do things, and now we've got the time to do it. So let's get out there and do those things. So there you go, everybody. There's kind of daily diary number one, part one here of our pandemic legacy. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.